That was sort of, again, trial and error. We're like, well, what drives them to hunt? And we're like, well, they love shrimp. So, okay, shrimp's our gold standard. And you're like, well, how do you make stimulus of that? And I think we tried just like a cutout picture of a shrimp at the very beginning, and they weren't very interested in it. And at the beginning, it's like, well, maybe I just don't know what I'm doing. I mean, who says this makes any sense? So then we just went back to basics. We're like, okay, why don't we just get a GoPro, put it in underwater housing, put it in a tank, and video a shrimp, because that's what the cuttlefish is going to see. Let's start at the beginning, and that's what we did. So we made basically a black and white movie, and we showed that to the cuttlefish. And literally, I think the second or third time we ran the video, the cuttlefish was really interested. I don't think it shot at the screen, but it was very interested. And so we fed it a live shrimp, and positive reward, always keeping them happy. And we tried a couple more times, and very quickly that first animal started shooting at the screen. And every time it struck at the screen, we would give it a shrimp as a positive reward. And the other part, which we didn't appreciate until we got into this study, is that cuttlefish, I wouldn't say frequently, but relatively often miss their prey. So they shoot out their tentacles, and for whatever reason, maybe the shrimp moved too quickly and got away, or maybe something happened in the tank and they just missed. But they don't give up. So if they miss, they go, all right, fine, I'll just strike again. And yeah, they will frequently have two or three goes at shrimp that particularly are good at escaping. So, you can imagine a live shrimp can flick its tail and escape pretty fast. And so this then led us to understand that if they hit the screen and they don't get their sort of positive reward of something to eat, if we drop in a live shrimp, straight after, and then they capture it, they're like, oh, well, I just missed. I'll try again. And that seemed to work really well. So very quickly they got accustomed to, hitting the screen and then capturing a live, snack.